Okay. I want to, we have a good announcement. I mean, everything's a good announcement. Keeping with what Chazon Rabinovich spoke about over Shabbos, we've been working on this for a couple weeks, but in Meretz Hashem this week we'll have a CD available with the Nusach for weekday chakras. So that will be available hopefully this week. I just got it from our tech guys. So again, that will be available in Meretz Hashem this week. Okay, so we are in a new Siman. Siman Kuf Dalet. So that's page 263. The second Aleph, last line in the Mechaber. So we've been talking about interrupting someone else's Kavanah, interrupting somebody else's davening, or in Kuf Gimel, we saw about interrupting one's own Shemoneh Esrei for a certain reason. So in Kuf Dalet, the Machaber says as follows: Lo yafsik tfilaso. Person should not interrupt their own Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Mishnah Brura says that this is true. You shouldn't even gesticulate. So you know, people, we all can make all these hand gestures. You can almost carry on a whole conversation that way. We're not even talking about text messaging, right? So you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah Brura says the exception would be that if there's a baby, a child making noise, so then you could hint to them or gesticulate to them that they should be quiet. So again, but we discussed in Tzadik Ches about bringing children to shul all together, so that was a different issue. The other exception is also an interesting exception, and that is if there is an important person in shul, and they're waiting for him for Shemoneh Esrei, and he doesn't want them to wait for Shemoneh Esrei, so he could go, like, he can make a motion to indicate to them that they could, they should, and they could go on in Shemoneh Esrei. So then he's allowed to be merames. He could do some type of hand signal, like, you know, keep on going, don't worry about it. But in general, a person should not interrupt their Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Brura also says that even if it's a situation of great financial loss, a person still should not interrupt their davening. The one exception would be, well, we'll see some exceptions, but one other exception would also be, let's say someone forgot something in their Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say they forgot Melech Ohet Tzaka HaMishpat, and it was Asar Semei Tshuva, and they didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat. It said Melech Ohet Tzaka HaMishpat. And they don't know the halacha. They don't know what the halacha is. So could they interrupt their davening, and let's say go over to where the Mishnah Brurahs are, and look up what the halacha is. So then, that case also, the Mishnah Brura brings down, you would be allowed to go to a place where you could look up the halacha, and that would not be considered a hefsek. I know what you're all thinking. Yeah, okay, but I don't know where it is in Mishnah Brura either, so that doesn't help me that much. So can I go over and ask a shaila? Can I go over to a rav or something and say, I said Melech Ha'itzak HaMishpat instead of Melech HaMishpat, do I have to go back in Shemoneh Esrei? So the Mishnah Brura brings that as a shaila, brings down from the Chai Adam that leads in Tzarech Iyun. But the Mishnah Brura, again, it's one of those interesting Mishnah Brurahs. The Chofetz Chaim says the Mishnah Brura nearly the mutter. It seems to me, and we again, we're not going to get into this whole Masor we have about when somebody like the Chofetz Chaim writes Venira, or Masor from the Alter Slabodka, and all that type of stuff. We'll just leave that for the meantime. But the Chofetz Chaim says in this case, nearly the mutter, that would, it seems to the Chofetz Chaim, in other words, he has no absolute core proof to it, but the Chofetz Chaim says it would seem to him that that would be okay, that you could go over if you have a shaila in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know, it's coming up soon. You said the same bracha instead of Saint Talamata bracha, coming up soon. Not tonight. We're still in the same bracha. But that would, to go up and ask a shaila whether that would be okay with, Mishnah Brura says, nearly the mutter. Okay, back in the Machaber. Lo yasek b'tfilaso. Da'afilu melech Yisrael shol b'shlomo, and even if the king, a Jewish king, is coming over and asking how you're doing. So lo yashivu, you shouldn't answer him. You don't answer him. Avo Melech turned the page, Oveg Guluim. But if you're talking about a non-Jewish king, and he comes over and says, well, how are you doing? Imetra lo le katzer dahainu shiomar tchila. Tchila sa bracha v'sofa, kodim shiagia love. If you could shorten, right? We know some of the brachas are long, Shema Koleinu. So if you could shorten it, get to the chase, right? The whole, most important part of the Shemone Esrei are the brachas. So cut it short and get to, you see him coming, right? You see the crown or whatever, right? He's coming right at you and the whole honor guard is coming. So just say, Bracha to Hashem, Shomea Tfila, shorten it. Oim Efsher lo Shiyata min Aderech, or go off the road, right? You're, right, there is an inyan in Halacha to actually see a king. See a king so you can make the appropriate bracha. So you're there to make the bracha. Now again, what king that applies to, we're not going to get into right now. But if you could get off the road because you see the king is making eye contact with you and your old friends, so he's going to interrupt you and it happens to be you're davening Shemone Esrei. I don't know why you're doing that then. But whatever the case may be, right? You forgot what time it is. It's a mincha time. Whatever. Yata. So you should get off the road and try to hide. And you shouldn't interrupt by saying hello to the king. Vimi Afshar, if that's not possible, Vimi Afshar lo, Yasek. So then if everything else fails, so then you should interrupt. Now again, this is with a non-Jewish king. So a non-Jewish king. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah says that walking for something that's for tefillah is not considered an interruption, so therefore if you go off the road, if you go off the street, so that would be okay. Okay. Good. Base. Hayim yispal baderach. Someone was davening on the road, and again we discussed before what would be situations where you'd be allowed to do that. Uba behema o karon kenegdo. An animal's coming right at you, like one of those charging bulls. Or there's a wagon. Or like the case of Rashi's mother, there's a knight. Knight, not getting dark, but one of those mean guys with the, you know. With the. So coming right at you. Yatamina derpa lo yasik. So go off the road, get out of the way. And again, as we saw before, and that's what you should do, and you should not interrupt or scream or anything like that. Avo be'inyan acher, ein lotzeis me'mekomo, achi g'mi'tulaso. Any other circumstance, again, unless there's a dire need, a person should stay where they are. They should stay, they should not break, they should not go walking all over the place, going somewhere else. Elim kein hu betachnunim shel acher tefila, unless he's in the private stuff, you know, in el kain tzor, unless you're in the tachnunim, your own personal beseeching that you do at the end of Shemone Esrei. Now, we'll just end with a couple of interesting things here. In Mishnah Berurah Ches, Os Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, discussing again, you shouldn't, if otherwise, a person shouldn't break their stance from where they are in the middle of Shemone Esrei. So the Chafetz Chaim brings up an interesting case, and that is a chaza on Yom Kippur. Because you all know on Yom Kippur we bow all the way down. Chazanim, so the chazan has to do that too. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that what the chazanim, some chazanim, what used to do is they, I mean, you're in your place, so what do? So they used to step back and then bow down. But they're in the middle of Shemone Esrei. So Mishnah Berurah admonishes, says, the Rav should admonish a chazan who does that. So what do? So you know what we do. So, you know, we move the shtender back a little, right? Or you have the shtender there, actually, depending on how big the shtender is. And then we have somebody move the shtender away, and the chazan stays exactly where he is, and he bows down. Now, of course, that's why we help him get up, because, again, he has to try to keep his feet together going all the way down. He should stay in his place. So, again, especially on Yom Kippur, he might need help with that. And then we put the shtender back, and then everything's good. That's from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that case.
Back.
Yeah, so it's not, again, you should stay in your place. It's not the way to do it. Then finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, well, actually, maybe we'll save this till tomorrow. Interesting case where you could, again, split your stance. If you're the chazan, a chazan will be able to split his stance from where he is in the middle of davening. Well, not in the middle of davening, at the end of davening. We'll get to that tomorrow, Mir Hashem. What an interesting case. Comes up quite often, quite actually. So we'll see about that later tomorrow.